Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com.
And from Open Door Health Services, announcing the relocation of its Muncie Urgent Care to East 29th Street next to the South Walmart. Open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. OpenDoorHS.org.
This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Susie Kemp, and she is the executive director of the Alpha Center here in Muncie. First of all, Susie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're anxious to get our word out.
I know you are, so we'll get right to it. Susie, first of all, tell me, what is the Alpha Center?
The Alpha Center, it was actually developed in 1978, right after the Older Americans Act came to fruition in 65, mm-hmm. and there started to be funding available for senior centers, daycare centers, those types of activities and programs that dealt with senior citizens who were beyond the, like, 65-year-old age group and mm-hmm. starting to get up in the upper years. So okay. we've been around for 40 years. We are one of, I believe, two adult day care programs left in the state. Ours is not a medical scenario. It is a definite social scenario. But we offer a lot of respite for caregivers and also for people who are living alone. So, and that's kind of what we're getting ready to now is to gear up for all those baby boomers who want to stay home alone.
Right. You've got a lot. You have got a lot of things going on right now. You've got two new initiatives getting ready to kick off. First of all, let's talk a little bit about Vial of Life, and that is the boomer one that you just referenced. Yes?
So tell me about it. The Vial of Life, you know, it's a lot of programs kind of regenerate themselves over the years. The last time I actually saw this program going was in, I think it was like in the late 80s. But what it's a project where we can provide first responders with immediate medical information in case they come to your house and you're there with your spouse or your caregiver and all panic has broken loose and they want medical information immediately. So what has been developed is a scenario where we provide an indicator dot for the first responders to locate as soon as they walk in the door so they know something's on site, and then a magnet that goes on the refrigerator that says Vial of Life inside. Wow. And inside the vial, which we place inside the door of the refrigerator, is all your medical information. Your medical information, first of kin, allergies, wow. all the pertinent type things that you would need in an emergency. Mm-hmm. And we're giving them out. Our target population are single people over 60 okay. or people living with their spouses or caregivers. Because if you're just living with one other person, and that does happen where an ambulance is coming to your house, you know, it's kind of chaotic. So it's Absolutely. Nice to be able to go right to that vial and have all that pertinent information so you're spending more time with your loved one and getting on with the process.
Wonderful. And you're kicking that off in May, correct?
Actually, on Wednesday, May 1st, all in right. celebration of Older Americans Month. Wonderful. That starts May 1st, and it lasts, obviously, the whole month. So we're hoping to put out close to 2,000 vials here wow. right in the local community, and we're also hitting the Yorktown area and some outlying smaller communities as well.
So if people are interested in participating, what should they do?
Okay, if they are interested, the number to call would be 286-2800 here in Muncie, and of course the area code is 765.
Wonderful. Now, I know you have another project. There's a Villages concept that you've been working on.
This is really exciting, and I hope we can pull it off the ground. It's a national concept, and it's called the Villages. And it's, I guess to put it succinctly, it's a Neighbors Helping Neighbors project where, Alan, you know, is on a walker and he can't change the light bulb in his kitchen light. We can have somebody go out and change the light bulb. Say someone has an appointment at the eye clinic and they just can't quite get the connections with the public transportation to pick him up. Sure. When he needs to be picked up, we can get somebody to do that. So it's a program where we have younger seniors helping older seniors.
Oh, wonderful.
And it'll take us probably about a year to put this together. It's a pretty major project. But we know that there are about 18,000 seniors here in the community right now. And in about 5 or 6 years, they're going to be between 30 and 38,000 wow. seniors in our community, basically because of the baby boomers.
Sure.
And I've had a couple of people say, well, Susie, you don't have baby boomers coming yet, do you? Actually, I do. I've got 2 baby boomers that just started coming to the center. So I've got 3 generations. I've got the lost generation, the baby boomer generation, and then the generation that went through World War II. So those generations are keeping us kind of busy with the age. Our age bracket now is between 69 and 94.
Wow.
So, and they come to our center every day. Most of them are getting respite services.
Sure. But what kind of activities do you have at the center that they can participate in?
Oh, my gosh. We have, Friday we had the choral group here from, I believe it was Ball State.
Wow.
And we've also had the violin group come in. We have the kids come. We have, we actually have dogs coming in. We're getting ready to plant all of our thyme and rosemary and basil and those type activities.
Wonderful.
So they're getting, in fact, today they're putting things in plants. And we keep them really busy. They have a good nutritious meal there. It's I've had these meals for several years. I mean, I've sampled them several times, and the meals that we get there are really good. So it's like everybody, it's kind of an eat thing. But they also have snacks there as well. So they come in, and most do have some cognitive problems, the one that come to the center, and or some physical impairments. Mm-hmm. So, and we have trained staff that they are never alone, and we try to keep everybody in a nice, cheery mood.
Sure. And you probably have, I would assume, regulars. There are probably people that come all the time for certain activities.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Or, we have some people that just come Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have some people that just come Tuesday and Thursday. And then we have those that come every single day.
Wow.
And they love it. You know, it allows their caregivers to go out and get work. So they can work and mom can be down with us.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and that's kind of what it was started out to be, is a respite for caregivers.
And it's open all day? What time do you open? And what time
we open up in the morning at 8:30. We can start, guests start arriving around between 8:30 and 9, and they can drive in on the MITS bus. They can come in with, so that would be MITS bus plus, and then the Lifestream bus, and then their own caregivers drop them off. And then they start leaving around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. They can stay longer with prior arrangements, but we find out it's a pretty busy day. They're pretty ready to they're ready to go home and rest.
They need a nap, yeah. About how many people are coming to Alpha Center on a regular basis?
Okay,
now,
on the regular basis, I would say upwards to 10 to 15. And we can only really handle about 15 clients there or guests there because we want to make sure that everyone gets specialized attention and no one gets left out. So it's the building is very welcoming. In fact, most people say that is the most welcoming part about everything. It's just walking in the building. It feels like home to them.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
As long as they're comfortable, that's what we're interested in.
Sure.
And but yeah, about 15 would be the maximum that we would be able to service at any one time.
And so the Villages concept, doing that enables you to reach a lot more people and involve a lot more people, doesn't it?
Like I say, we're just now starting the development of that. We've joined the Villages group, and now I'm getting ready to get the committee together to help us. Actually, it will act as our steering committee to see just how much service we can or want to provide. I mean, we can't be the be all with everything.
Sure.
And we know that Lifestream is out doing some services as well. Don't want to step on anybody's toes. We just want to make sure all the bases are covered. Mm-hmm. And we think this Villages project will be really exciting. But like I say, it will probably take next spring we'll actually be rolling it out, because we not only have to get the committee together, we have to get a list of qualified and vetted volunteers.
Sure.
We're just not going to send anybody out to your house. So we have to do a police check on all of our volunteers. And it does take time. Mm-hmm. So we hope that it is successful. And I think the community definitely would embrace it once it was here.
Wonderful. So people can keep an eye out for more information in the coming months.
Yes.
As far as volunteer opportunities.
Yes. Yes. We're starting out with some advertising. I think we've got a billboard over at on Tillotson and Kilgore, you know, kind of saying, okay, you know, it's spring, let's get going. And then we're doing all of the health fairs and the like to get not only the vial out, but also start getting some volunteers for the committee.
Wonderful.
And the steering committee will be very, very important. We hope to have that set up by probably, or hopefully, the 1st of July.
Great. And once again, can people get information on the website as well? And do you have a Facebook page?
We
and then what's that number again?
There is a Facebook page, and it will start having the information, especially on the steering committee for the Villages Project and the vial.
Wonderful. And that phone number that they can call one more time?
286-2800.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susie, for coming in and talking to us about the Alpha Center
today.
Well,
I really appreciate the time you've given us. And if anybody has any questions, please call, because especially if you're interested in serving on this committee, because it is, I think it's going to be a mover and shaker for the seniors here in the community.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
More information about the Alpha Center and their upcoming initiatives is at alphacenterdayservices.org. Supported in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services, Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. Join us next time and listen to more online at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.